When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., Devin Caney. We are broadcasting live from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, Spa in Atlantic City. Big 9 o'clock hour of NFL picks coming up in a few minutes. Time's yours later on at 9:45. Time's yours line 215-238-4500. If you want to get in, leave us a message. So we'll get to that a little later on in the show. Obviously talking a lot about the Eagles and the Steelers today and the importance of this game. Obviously tumultuous week for the Eagles. Some back and forth. A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts. Everybody commented on it the right way. But it's really going to come down to how you play on Sunday. And it's going to be interesting specifically on the offensive side of the ball. Do they throw the ball more? Do they get the ball to A.J. Brown? And John, one thing that we haven't brought up in terms of like the X and O's of this matchup that I'd love to get your take on here is how do you deal with a guy like T.J. Watt? I mean, you look at the schematics of it offensively. That guy is just a monster. The way he's able to create turnovers, really scary going into this game. Another reason why Jalen needs to get the ball out quick, because you hold it too long. T.J. Watt's good at not just getting to the quarterback, getting that ball out too.
Yes, that's what this Steelers defense prides itself on year after year. And you know what? The Eagles have done a great job of getting better at getting the ball out. You know, creating the strip sack, the punch the ball out, you just get the ball away, interception, just play on the ball. Guys like Cooper DeJean, who seem to have a knack for being around the ball. I think Reed Blankenship has proven, you know, he's got some shortcomings in some ways, man coverage being one, but man, he can hit you. He can always seem to be around the ball and give you an opportunity for that takeaway. But yeah, we're going to have to chip on TJ Watt. We're going to have to make sure that backs and tight ends are always available to chip and at help to be that extra layer of security, whatever you call it, safety blanket, just to catch the added punch. This guy's he's got every move in the book. He's going to spin. He's going to use his hands better than anyone you've faced this year. And he's so strong, so relentless. Seventh in the league with 9.5 sacks, and he's mad about it. He's striving to, you know, lead the league every year, and he has led the league, obviously. This guy's that good, and we have to have a plan.
And just in terms of like game planning, stuff like that, you know, when you were going up against a defensive player that had that kind of ability to be a complete game wrecker, is it really like a group effort to try to shut that guy down?
Of course it is. Of course it is. And we've seen with our RPO offense, with the option out, with the option capability, we, against Micah Parsons, end up in a lot of cases making sure he feels, we remind him that he's going to be wrong no matter what. Now, when you run the ball at someone with our RPO concepts in place, you know, it's got to be a help of stealing, especially, you know, you're not even blocking them. When you option off of a guy, you leave it up to him to be wrong. Whatever you do, Micah Parsons, whatever you do, TJ Watt, you will be wrong. If you crash down inside, we'll give the ball. If you try to, you know, keep the, you know, you know what I mean.
Stay away
from
him,
essentially. There's always an option. Whatever you do will make you wrong. And that's a big part of what they'll do today. Help your teammate, also make sure you option off him and frustrate him and actually make him play worse by making him wrong.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles deal with that. 215-592-9494, you want to get on Eagles Steelers. You have a Phillies question. Ruben Amaro Jr. is here to answer all of your Phillies questions, fresh back from the winter meetings. We'll get to the NFL picks in a minute here, but first, go back to the phones, go to Scott in Abington. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Scott?
So I think this whole sky is falling is going to happen again on Monday, because while I expect the Eagles to win, it's not going to be pretty. You know, Tomlin's been in the league now for, what, 17 years as a coach? Is that the longest tenure in the league right now?
I think Harbaugh are tied, I think.
Oh,
they
came
in the same year,
Harbaugh was a year later. But the thing is, you don't last that long without knowing what you're doing. And when he sees what's going on, he's going to put seven people in the box to try and stuff Barkley or collapse the pocket fast. And you're going to see Jalen running around like a maniac in the first quarter out of self-preservation. And then everybody's going to say the same thing. I mean, this is, you know, you got a coach that's basically reading the room, and he's going to know what to do. Now, the Eagles are a better team, so at the end of the day, they're going to win. But don't be surprised if this is like a 3-0 or a 7-3 losing at the end of the first half kind of game. And, you know, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a lot of passing yards. But it's, you know, because this is the worst week to come up against a coach like this.
I think you could very easily see some huge plays to AJ and Devontae, because they're going to run some man on the outside. And we know that when they do what you're suggesting, add players to the box, that means you've got less players on the back end to create a safety blanket back there. So that single high safety who could go over and help the cornerback when he's getting beaten by A.J. Brown, now he's in the box. There's no way you can stop A.J. over the top or Devontae over the top. I'm excited to see some big passing plays this week because of the man coverage we're going to get.
Well, John, but that also depends on whether or not Hurts can get the ball out of his hands quick.
Okay.
So, you know, you're absolutely right. If he can get the ball out of his hands quickly, then yeah, I mean, they're gonna have some big plays early. But I mean, look, even in 22, I don't even know what the numbers are. Somebody can probably find them pretty quick. But
he got it out of his hand quickly in 22.
He's not doing it this year.
No,
he didn't do it last week.
But he is aware of it. I mean, listen, he does look in the mirror, and the cool thing about Jalen is that listen, he's not perfect, and we'd love for him to be better, but he is aware. He looks in the mirror in the right way, I think, and I think that's important.
They worked on this all week, Rube.
He held the ball way too long last week.
Yes.
And he did acknowledge that. I think he does acknowledge it.
And it's one of those situations where a guy like TJ Watt, you hold on to the ball this long, you're going to be asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania?
Potholes.
Potholes, that's a good one. Another one that might be more relevant to Philadelphia, you know, still pretty good.
Sure.
You don't seem to be feeling it, Rhea.
Well, because the premise was what represents Pennsylvania, since we've got Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and the Eagles playing.
I mean, it's not going to win. It's not a winning answer.
There you
potholes
go.
Is good. You don't have as
I don't
many
know if there's potholes
in California
in
or where it doesn't snow and freeze.
You got the salt on the ground.
Yeah. Well, we're going to say what we know. And, you know, I think when you think of Pennsylvania so much of it is Philadelphia. But The better answers are probably things that are all-encompassing of the state.
I think so.
For sure.
Yeah.
But without further ado, let's do our NFL picks for this week.
It's time for John's Weekly Football Picks.
All right, so time for the weekly picks. Now, Joe has left me with his selections. Joe was 1-2 last week, 19-20 overall for the season. Not a great record. Am I giving you all the picks here, John, or do we go back and forth?
I think we'll go back and forth.
We'll go back and forth.
Yeah, right. I'll pick one and... Why don't you get started?
I'll channel
Fake Joe. So I'll just call you Fake Joe, Tom.
Okay.
All right, Fake Joe. my first pick, I am going to go with the Lions. They're hosting Buffalo. We know that the Lions have to win. I think we're going to be frustrated by the fact that the Lions will win. They are good. They are well coached. And Buffalo's really good, too. Don't get me wrong. It just feels like Lions at home with this extra emphasis on getting that one seed. They've got a great shot. Lions -2.5.
It's going to be a great game. And as Rhea said earlier, very unfortunate that it's on at the same time.
That's such a bummer.
As Eagles Steelers. So I'll give my first pick is Fake Joe to Canada. And my first pick is Miami Dolphins. They're at the Houston Texans +2.5. Give me the Dolphins +2.5.
Yeah, I have the Dolphins. At some point, Joe started picking the Dolphins this year, and it bothers me.
Because
I like picking the Dolphins. But, hey, I'm not going to gain any or lose any with that pick. We're on the same page. In Houston, Miami must win. Houston is two games up in their division. They don't have the same imminent need to win. The Dolphins will win this game. I really have faith in that. And they're +2.5.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that line.
Yes.
Houston has not
Shocking.
Played well recently.
No, they've been bad lately.
My next pick as Fake Joe to Camera, I am taking the Kansas City Chiefs -4.5 at Cleveland. Chiefs -4.5.
Okay. Seems like he picks the Chiefs a lot, too.
Yes.
Chiefs -4.5.
-4.5 at Cleveland.
Interesting. Okay.
Are you sure it's -4.5?
That's what it says. The picks that Joe sent me says -4.5.
No, the Chiefs just like never cover when it's a small spread. So
they don't. No.
The Giants are getting 16.5 points, and they're hosting Baltimore. Baltimore's the better team, clearly, and the Giants have not a chance. And then that's when you say, wait. But maybe they do, because they're good. They're not a prolific offense. You know they're going to run the ball a lot. Once they get ahead, they will salt it away. That's why 16.5 seems massive to me. You know, like it feels like the whole second half, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be handing it off, just trying to preserve a win. They're going to chip away at whatever the lead is. It's not going to be that huge by the time the game's over.
So Giants +16.5.
Backdoor cover for sure.
Yeah. And by the way, John, 2-1 last week, 23-16 on the season. One last pick for Fake Joe to Camera here. Denver Broncos -3.5 at home against Indianapolis. Feels like a low line, doesn't it? Denver -3.5?
It does feel pretty small.
Yeah, Indy has just been surprising. They've been game in games, just never that great. You know, it's like they'll keep it tight, tighter than expected. I guess that's all you can say for the Indy Colts this season.
That just surprises me. I mean, Denver, much better team than Indianapolis, but Denver -3.5. So those are the picks for this week.
Hammer!
In the NFL, the Hammer 19-20. You're 23-16. Joe's just 19-20. Look, you can put this thing away. What next week? If you beat him this week and next week?
Well, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, Fake Joe.
Okay.
And I actually don't want to give you any like inside track on what I might be doing strategically, Fake Joe.
Oh, well, you have a strategy.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
I can tell since
you might.
Since you've started looking at me and referring to me as Fake Joe, you seem to have more of an angry look in your face.
Yeah. Than you did I find you deplorable now. Oh, that you're wow. Fake Joe. Yeah.
But we were fine last segment.
Well, I mean, he did say that you were a bad father for not putting up Christmas decorations.
Negligent.
Tom Kelly.
Negligent.
Right. Oh, yeah. Negligent father.
Is there a difference between bad father and negligent?
No.
There's a sliding scale.
But then he revealed that he had put the Christmas tree up. So that changed things.
It's a fake tree. I mean, it's not a real tree.
Oh, come
on. Does it have lights on it?
Why do you need to get a real tree?
Right? You have lights on it, though.
Yeah, I have lights
on it. Okay, then that's acceptable.
But it comes with lights.
Right, it's pre-decorated.
Yeah.
We put on the ornaments, though.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
That's
no, I have. I have a real tree and a fake tree.
Oh, wow.
You have two trees? Can't you put Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving?
Well, no, I decorated inside the house.
Right,
the tree didn't come up till after, but no, I have the real tree, and then I have a lighted tree, but it's really big, and it just is, it's, you know, Christmas lights that form a tree.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
We have a very real fake tree.
I've become a fake tree person as an adult. It's just easier.
It's way easier.
I love the smell. I love the smell.
You real trees clean up, pine needles all the time.
You know, back in Mechanicsburg, we would
chop down your tree.
Yeah, we would always chop the tree down, and now it does not seem like there's a place to do that as readily. Like in Mechanicsburg, I feel like that might have been one of the major ways
that people
would have these tree farms. Like I knew multiple people with tree farms.
And what, you just go out with
the axe? You go out with a saw.
Oh, right.
And
a
you
saw.
Walk
it would be
through,
a saw, not an axe.
You walk through the hills, the rolling hills of just Christmas trees, and you find the one that's perfect.
Can you imagine
you
John Ritchie walking through the hills with
that's
a saw?
Awesome.
I actually can.
With a saw in his hand. No, it's like scary.
It's really, it's man, it's
You're
so
such a manly man, John.
It's Christmassy. It feels like Christmas.
No, I can absolutely envision
you
John,
see your
like
breath
an 18-year-old John
sawing.
Ritchie
but if
walking
you turn
through
the
a tree
corner,
farm with a saw.
Like around a tree and you encountered John Ritchie with a saw in your hand, I'd be afraid.
Absolutely. Yes. And that was when John was like smacking the helmet against his head and bloodying his face.
Yeah.
Very terrifying. No drop of the week this week, but drop of the week will be sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com. Or on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Back to the phones. Let's go to Ken. What's up, Ken? Yo, Ken. Ken's
Silent
not there.
Ken.
Let's go to Ken in Cinnamon's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well,
Ken.
I thought you were talking to me a second ago, and I'm like, hey, you got to take Michael.
Yeah, you got tricked.
John, it was interesting.
Fake Joe is tricky.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. He's not even Joe. Like, sometimes I forget. It's Tom. This is Tom Kelly. That's
now,
not fake
now,
Joe
John,
to camera.
Let's be thankful for small favors. We've gone an entire show without talking about the bathroom. So there is an upside here.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
You know, it was interesting to hear you say that you could hear the, you know, McNabb, you suck. I wonder how if Rhea feels satisfied knowing that you could hear her all the way down there on the field.
That is true. Actually, no, when John was there, I was in the press box, so it wouldn't have been me.
Rhea would have been yelling at Annie, not yelling at Tom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Tom, you've heard me. I said a million times that Donovan McNabb is the best quarterback in the history of the Eagles organization.
Yeah.
I hated Andy way more.
I know.
You know that. I was an anti-Andy guy.
The best was the Chiefs-Texans playoff game. Yes. When they're down 24-0 and you're texting me.
I was decorating my Christmas tree. Yeah. We're taking them off. And I was texting
you. And I see
you.
Like 5 consecutive texts from Rhea. Yes. Just talking about how bad Andy is.
Yes. They came back in that game, didn't they?
Yeah. What else you got, Ken?
So before I get to the Eagles, which is my main point, I just want to say one thing about the Phillies. You know, when Rob Thompson said immediately after the season ended that you know, we have a championship roster here, I think that signaled that they don't feel like they need to make wholesale changes, and it bothers me a lot that they said it. So, and if they do have a championship roster, then what is Rob Thompson saying about the manager? I'll just throw that out there as a thought.
I'll answer that. I mean, I don't think they need to make wholesale changes, but I do think that they need to make changes, and I think there's still plenty of time to do just that.
Well, I have faith. I already bought my ticket, so I'm trusting you. Listen, if the Eagles run literally one play, if they throw literally one pass, simply to keep A.J. Brown happy or placated, everybody should be fired. I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni says it week in and week out. You do whatever you have to do to win the game. And
sometimes keeping guys happy is part of what you have to do. That is something to bear in mind.
I hate to channel my inner Herm Edwards here, but you know, you play to win the game.
I agree with that, and I think all the guys recognize that. And this team, even AJ, recognizes that. Even though he's the diva wide receiver, he is much less diva than most.
Well, you know, I'm not. We've seen him now on multiple occasions. Really, really upset after or even during games that they've won.
That's true, and I hate it.
Where he pouted on the sidelines because they ran the ball too much. So, yeah. Look, I marvel at A.J. Brown. Like, he's got the strongest hands maybe I've ever seen. When he gets two hands on a football, it's done. It's a snatch.
So I
marvel
awesome.
At the guy's skill level, and I think you should want to get him all every chance you get. But there should be no thought process to me where – we got to get in the ball regardless, just because we need to keep them happy.
No, but Ken, I think, you know, the thought process just has to be with Jalen, and I mean, I feel like I'm repeating myself over and over again, is when the play is there, throw it to him.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also think that it's kind of, it seems pretty obvious to me that since the bye, like if you just look at this team's record since Nick Sirianni's been the head coach when they don't turn the football over.
Oh, yeah.
It's obvious that since the bye, the message to Jalen has been, hey, if we don't turn the ball over, we win, like every time. I mean, they've won 9 straight games because they don't turn the football over. So, you know, if the message is, hey, if you don't think it's there, don't turn the football over, because if we don't turn the football over, we're going to win.
On that, where we keep going back to that first play, the first and 20, you know, he was breaking open and he chipped down to a guy, you know, in the middle of the. So, like, to me, that was a safer play, the one that would have went to AJ.
Kim, what do you think about when you think about Pennsylvania? We got to run.
Well, the only thing is, I don't know what he sees, right? So that's the only
that's
part
true.
Of it that I'll say.
That is true.
Some of the most hallowed ground in America, and one of my favorite places, Gettysburg.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Gettysburg is a good answer.
Not a Philadelphia-centric answer.
Very Pennsylvania answer.
I drove out there. I went to a wedding very close by there. That is a long ride.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think the last time I was in Gettysburg was a school field trip, so I don't remember how far it was.
Yeah.
I drove from the shore. It might seem longer.
And back to the point, you know, Ken was talking about there is that really is what it is, Rhea. And I think, you know, you're right about it. It's just when the play's there, Jalen's got to let it go. And I get he doesn't want to turn the ball over, but you can't allow that to, you know, totally, destroy your passing.
He's overthinking it.
Right. You're overcompensating. I get not wanting to turn it over, but if a big play is there, you got to pull the trigger and take a chance.
That's all. No one wants them to throw the ball 45 times. This is a running team. But you, when the play is open to pass the ball to somebody who's there, throw it.
And I just want to say to what Ken said about, and I've heard this several times from callers throughout the show, A.J. Brown gets mad when they run the ball. I don't think he's mad because they're running the ball. I think he's frustrated because exactly what we just said, you know, he's wide open and Jalen Hurts is just not pulling the trigger, as Rhea said throughout the show, quick enough and getting the ball to him when he's open. I don't think it's about like, oh, they're, you know, Saquon's getting too much action. I should be getting more. I think it's just a passing game in general. AJ wants to see more because he knows it'll help them win more.
Agreed. 215-592-9494. Final segment coming up. Time's yours coming up 9:45. 215-238-4500. You want to leave us a message for Time's Yours. This is the morning show right here, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.